There's no specific topic I was told to teach you guys, but I've had this chus over the last... First of all, I wish Rabbi Bremson were for Shlema. It's a chus to take over his shir. And so for the last... since October 7th, literally on October 8th, I started giving a shir to Noar in Ramat Shiloh, in Mishkan Shiloh, where I live. Used to be every day at night of the week, and now it's on Sundays and Thursdays. You're invited to come. And we dedicate the shir Lezecha Nishmas Tekadoshim Shenaflu Kiddush Hashem. So I'll do that same dedication. Of course, the Hasidus and our soldiers to protect them, and especially over the last few days, we're not really sure what's going on. I don't know if your parents told you, but I'm Ritz Hashem. There should only be Vesaris Tovs Yeshuas Venachamis. So I'm going to start the shir in a little bit of a strange way. I'm going to start the shir with the end of the shir, meaning I'm going to give you the case where we're going to learn out what I want to discuss today. And unfortunately, there's going to be class participation. The shir's in English, right? Todah Rabah. I'm going to start with the case, and you're going to have to tell me what you think. You're going to have to play rabbi now. I'm sure you pretend like you do this all the time when you talk, when you speak against your rabbis. Okay, here we go. So here's the case. You have a kid your age, and he's, you know, we have to reply to Pesach. Let's apply to Pesach. He's cleaning out. His mother thinks that Pesach cleaning is cleaning out your closet, nothing to do with anything. So he starts cleaning out his closet, and he's like, oh my God, I don't have any sneakers. I have no sneakers. What am I going to do, Chol HaMoed? I have no sneakers. I have no sneakers. So he tells his mom. Mom is like terrible, like this is the worst thing that ever happened ever. She's like, oh my God, what happened? I don't have any sneakers. She's like, okay. But you remember Uncle Harry? Uncle Harry works for a sneaker company. I don't know, pick a sneaker company. Okay, good. Nike. What do we call it? Nike or Nike? Nike. It depends. Israelis, how do you say we call it? Okay, we'll say Nike. Make you feel good. Make you feel good. Nike. So Nike. So he calls his uncle. He's like, hey, Uncle Harry, I haven't spoken to you in a long time. He's like, what, do you need sneakers? He's like, yeah. So he says, listen, I have a friends and a family discount. You pick out the model of sneakers that you want, and I'll get it for you at 25% less than the markup. So he's like, this is awesome. So he says, well, do you know what sneakers you want? He's like, yeah. He goes, I want Air Forces. So he's like, do you realize there's like 12 different types of Air Forces? He's like, okay, go into Foot Locker. And in Foot Locker, look at all the shoes and get what you want. So he goes into Foot Locker. Even in Israel, they have Foot Locker. So you know what I'm talking about. He goes into Foot Locker. There's the employees there, what do they wear? They pretend like they're referees. He's got a whistle, you know. Fine. He walks in and he starts looking at the kid. The guy's helping him out. Air Force, this, da, da, da. And he finds exactly the sneaker he wants, takes a quick picture of it, and he leaves, obviously, because he's not buying it there. He just needs the model number. So the question is, are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to, with Amazon, even here in Israel, with Amazon, you know, and with all the places we can buy stuff, Temu, and whatever, you know, can you go into a store with full intention of not buying anything? You're not interested in buying anything there. Get the information about what you want so that you can get it cheaper somewhere else. What do you think?
Yeah, because you're ready at the club.
You can say it in Hebrew or English. I understand. How do you say it? Yes. I speak both. Or Arabic. What? Wait, why are you allowed to? I don't understand. Sorry, I didn't understand you. But I'm not buying it there.
Yeah, but you know you're already buying it somewhere else. You just want the money. Let's say.
I know, but you...
The store owner is wasting his time.
Right, the store owner is upset. You're wasting his time.
Yeah, you should tell him.
Okay, but let's say you went in and you see the first you want. You're about to buy it, but some other guy says you, oh, there, it's cheaper. But that's
a lot,
that's
yeah.
Not nice.
Not nice.
But
he's not buying it from them, though. He knows I'm going into the store. I'm wasting your time. I'm not buying it from you.
He's not wasting time.
Why not? I just sat with you for 20 minutes. Look, not only that, it could be that even going into the store and not wasting anybody's time, but the guy's there, you'll see what Rav Zilberstein answers in a moment. Maybe that's also.
But why
he's getting paid. So maybe you're going to Taina. Who cares? I'm getting paid anyway. What's the difference? I'm just an hourly worker. And by the way, it was fun. I actually could do something now instead of being on my phone and playing whatever you... I don't know what the new games are today. Exactly. Well, whoa. Look at this guy. You must go to Moriah, right? Yeah, he's the only one. What's your name?
Aaron.
You have a class name? Okay, so, what? No, it could be. I don't know. Your people in Seinfeld. I don't know. So you have a good. So he says to me, "Wait, it's Gneva Stas. Whoa! All of a sudden, Gneva Stas. What's Gneva Stas? What does that mean? You're stealing somebody's mind? Very good. Excellent. Gneva Stas is going to be something we're going to talk about. Excellent. Very, very good answer. Yeah." Okay, so that's a good point as well, right? Again, we'll see in a moment that there's actually no right answer. All the answers are going to be right because we're going to bring out a machlokas here. So Rav Zilberstein was asked this exact question, and his answer, excuse me, I'm a nobody, but I'm nothing. It's not exactly what you know I would have may have said. The story isn't the Harevna Parshas. I'm not sure. But it's in a few weeks from now, it's Parsha. It says, Vayikra Chaf He. I don't know, you could look it up. Vayikra Chaf He is, oh, here we go. What do we think? It's Kedosha, maybe? That's what I would guess.
No, not Kedosha.
No, Chaf He is, you're right, it's not? Bahar, excellent. Wow, Bahar.
Who said that?
Wow. Very good. So yeah, so Parsha's Bahar, it says, V'chi yimkor mikor l'amitecha v'konim miyad amitecha. Lo ta'anu ishet achiv. Right? There's an isser of lo ta'anu. We'll see exactly what that is. Maybe it's different than Gneva Dad. So he says like this. Katuv v'vav metziah. It says in Bava Metziah, af lo yita'al le'anav mimekach she'en lo damin. You're not allowed to, again, just because I say what I'm saying doesn't mean it's necessarily right. We'll explain why. You're not allowed to walk into the store if you have no money. Now, obviously the Gemara is not talking about, it's talking about our days would mean you have no money. You don't have nothing. You don't have on your iPhone, you don't have nothing. You have no way of paying at all. So we'll... Right. Exactly. So that's the question, actually. The question is, are we talking about a person who doesn't have money or he has money, he's just going to come back? So then, obviously not talking about that case.
Oh, so... Yeshkoyet.
If he's an ani, he's not coming back for sure. The katubas v'mesechet derech eretz... Rabba Perichet Al Yomar Bakama Chafet Ze Vu Eino Rotzel Likacha. Right? He thinks it's funny. They used to, right? You go into the Shekel store, which now is not Shekel store, it's Shekel and Schneckel. What's it called? Schneckel. Okay.
Shuka.
Right. So let's say you go to the Shekel section and you say, Slicha, Kamazole, Shekel. Slicha, Kamazole. In America, you have dollar stores, not dollar stores either. Right? He goes, excuse me, how much? $1. I'm just $1. I'm just $1. Stop it already. So you shouldn't go into a store and ask. You don't even want to buy it. You just think it's funny. You're going to put it on your TikTok video. Oh, look at this. The guy said, well, shake it. It's like, it's so funny. You're not allowed to do that. So here, the guy's asking questions about how much it costs, and he's not buying it. Ubir ha-nachalat Yaakov, mishum shezeh onat devarim. That's onat devarim. Onat devarim is a little bit different than the iser of Gnei Vadat. The Gemara Barasim of Dachan Nunchet Amud Bet says, v'lo ta'nu ish et amito, just like we read, quotes that pasuk and says, as the Shulchan Aruch says as well, there's an Israel Lotanu. What does it mean? He says it's worse than Onat Mamon, because that's worse because the person is giving him a sipia. He makes him think like he's about to do a sale. Like, walk in. The store's been raked the whole day. Nobody's been in the store. And you walk in now, like, oh, thank God. So he says, no. He says, a person's not allowed to do that. Shehamoche mehaneh atzmo b'da'ato shemikera chefetzeh. V'yesh lo da'ato alzeh. Ulechora benidon lidon in our case, kasha yichnas lechanut, igrom etzel ba'al lechanut, sipia. Sipia is a really bad thing. Why? Because I have hope. I say, finally, I'm going to do a sale. Now, who has said it before? Maybe who cares if he has a sale or not? Because who cares? Because he's working there anyway, so he has to do something. Right, still a mile away somebody's time. If I have a choice, if I'm an hourly worker, I don't own the store, I have a choice of being on my phone or helping you who have no desire. So you're not going to wait. You're still wasting my time. And then he says, okay, but maybe mi'idach. Yesh makom lahatir zot, v'chol yudi mukhan lasot chesed im chavera. Maybe he wants to do a chesed with his chavera. What does that mean? Why wouldn't you want to help me out? Do me a solid, man. Come on, man. Help me out. So says Rav Zilberstein, he says, why not?
Kasher lo chaser. What is he doing? Begeder says zenev no chaser. Why isn't it a case of zenev no chaser? What? Nobody's in the store anyway. You're not doing anything. You're on your phone doing nothing. So why can't you help me out? You're another Jew. I'm a Jew. No, tasele tova. Do me a favor. So Rav Zilberstein says something very interesting. The Gemara says that it may also be usher. Zenev no chaser doesn't apply in every case. What's the typical case of zenev no chaser? Right? You're not taking anything of somebody else's. You're not even borrowing anything where you might rip it. You might do something bad. I actually take something that there's no bear. I sit in your chair. And you say, get off my chair. Wouldn't get off your chair. What do you care? I don't want you on my chair. That's zenev no chaser. Well, who cares? But now what happens if I go to your backyard tonight and I sleep in your backyard? And you wake up in the morning and you say, Abba, there's somebody in the backyard sleeping there. So you open the window. Slicha, matalsepo. Zenem zeno chaser. You're like, zenem zeno chaser, get the heck out of my house. Turn on the whole water hose. Get out of here, man. Right? So zenem zeno chaser doesn't apply in every single case. I don't want you in my store. I don't want people in my store who are nudnikim. There's no reason why they're there. So says Rav Zilberstein, that may not apply, as I told you before. So maybe he's a poor guy. The other way, poor guy. No, you're helping him out. Why not help him out? What's so bad? Why? I just want to do myself a toyva. Okay. Then he says, maybe nobody said, that's a good answer. Maybe it's good for me for a store. So if you're going to a store, you go to the Merkaz, you go to the, where do you shop? I don't know. Leivar. You're going to risk your life going to Leiv Raman. Okay, you go to Leiv Raman, you go, oy vey, you know. So if you had to go, I don't know if this is you. You want to go to a pizza store. There's like 98 pizza stores in Beit Shemesh. So let's just say you don't know which pizza store to go to, but all of a sudden you see in Pizza Hut, there's 50 people in the store, and Pizza Shemesh, Rahman al-Islam, there's two people. Why? You know what I'm talking about, right? The more people that are generally in a store, the more people go in. That's just the psychology of it, because they think, oh, there must be sales. It must be a good store. So actually, says Rav Zilberstein, you're helping the guy out by going into the store. You make people think that this is a good store. Shekain kinisiyot anashim yotzer, he's going to make more money. The afim lo nemar kain hare al drisat haregel ein darchem shel bnei adam lahakbid. He says maybe the Gemara Nedar, maybe we're not makbid when people go to different people's stores, because that's just the way it's a mall. What, are you kick me out of your store because I'm not, that's not the normal way. Malls are open spaces. People are allowed to go in and go out. Right? Window shopping is something that's very, very common. However, Rabbi Zilberstein Paskins at the end, he says, V'idach toivu b'yosef, she'ivak his reshut mi'amocher, reshut ha'degen. He should try to say to him exactly what he's doing, number one. And number two, if he says he really can't do that for whatever reason, he's embarrassed, he doesn't want to do it, he says, I have a great, great thing for you to do. He says, buy shoelaces. Buy something for 5 shekels. Who cares? At least you bought something. I'm not, I don't know if this is not an Israeli thing, but in America, for sure, if you go to a rest stop, and you're like, the kids, you get into the car, you go to the first rest stop, and you say to your kids, this is it, a rest stop? When you pull over in the car, you pull over into the gas station, and you park the car, and you say, okay, we're on a long trip, you're going to a lot. So before you stop at Mitzpeh, or you stop at Mitzpeh, you're remote. What do you call that? That's a place to stop. And they say, okay, everybody, this is it. Go into the bathroom. Everybody go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. You get in the car. What happens after 5 seconds? One kid in the car, your brother. You have to go to the bathroom, You're like, are you kidding me? And now you're mitzvah ruin. I don't know if you know. You go down this, go on this path. Fine. You finally get to the bottom. And Baruch Hashem, there's, a nice Arab gas station waiting there. Hey, salam alaikum. Come. Very good. And what does the guy say to you? Because my son has to go to the bathroom. He goes, no. Excuse me. You need to buy something first. My bathroom's not free. You have to buy something. So, you so yeah, maybe. So halachically, he's allowed to say that. If it's his bathroom, he's allowed to say anything. So you buy something. So he says same thing over here. Maybe just buy something. Maybe that'll be the right thing to do. To buy. If what? What? Sorry. Yeah, okay, but it's his store, so he could say whatever he wants. So this does get on the topic for a moment of Geneva Dat, which we discussed. Onat Tavarim and Geneva Dat are sometimes interchangeable. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch explains what is Geneva Dat. So he says, Geneva's Da'at is the following. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Choshen Mishpat, Simon, Reish, Chav, Chet, Asur L'Ramot B'nei Adam. What does L'Ramot mean? Tricking, right? You can't be a trickster. B'mekachu Memkar, O'lignob Datan. You can't trick them and say, right, a typical example, Kegon, in Yeshul Mumba Mekach, Tzerach Lodiya L'Mokar. You have to tell them. You can't sell something new and it's been used for, you know, and you cleaned it up so you don't know. You're selling your iPhone to somebody. You can't say to them, wow, it's the best. And then you get it, it's all broken. That's obviously also. That's called Geneva Da. I bought something. Besides the fact you can get your money back. But in this case, right, it's also called the Mekach Toz. The Imhu Ove Kochavim Lo Yimkor Basin Novela Shchuta. This is very interesting. Tell me if you can answer this halacha. You now, what happens? My son, when he's serving in the army, so he serves in Yehuda V'Shomron, and he happened to be, he was a few weeks, in an Arab village. So they're guarding the village, and all of a sudden he sees this Breslova guy come with a Breslova, Rebbe Nachman. Clearly he's lost, and he's going into the Arab town. And he says, Habibi, you don't belong here, what are you doing here? He says, He goes, you don't believe me? Open my trunk. He opens his trunk, and there's 50 chickens there, dead. He's like, Mato Sepo. He says, I do shchita. These are all the chickens that are not kosher. I sell them to the Arabs. So now what if the Breslov guy goes into the Arab town and he says to them, Chama Yehudim, hem lo rotzim et ofot shali. Hem kshirim. Mahajim and mahajim, but hem lo rotzim et shali. So the halacha says, it's Geneva Das. You're not allowed to lie to the Arab and tell, why not? Who cares? So if you think the answer is because he's going to sell it to another Jew, no, that's not what the Gemara is worried about. Here in the Shulchan Aruch, that's not what he's worried about. He's worried about you're dishonest. You represent, first of all, he may eat halal. And he may be machmir and halal is the same thing as kosher, I don't know. But he says you're not allowed to do that. That's another example of what you're not allowed to do. He gives many different examples. The Rambam takes this halacha very seriously. And in fact, the Tosefta in Bava Kama, and by the way, the Mechilta also say, the Mechilta in Parshas Mishpatim says, Geneva Da'at is the worst form of Geneva. Because when you steal from somebody, I know exactly what you're doing. You took my watch. Go ahead. You took my watch. My watch is gone. But when I steal your mind, when I give you bad advice, when I tell you something that's not true, that's the worst type because a person doesn't even know. This is a machlikas in the Rashi, in Chulin, Ritva, Rambam. Is this an Isser Min HaTorah, or Isser Min HaRabbanan? There's no physical thing that I'm taking from you, so maybe it's not Usser. Yeah. Nachon, you could also say that could be part of it as well. That's in Issa D'oraisa for sure. So the Rambam writes in Hilchot Deot. He actually writes this both in Hilchot Deot, very similar to what I'm saying now, both in Hilchot Deot, and he writes it again in Hilchot Mechira. Aser la'adam lahanig atzmo b'davar chelkot b'peti. You can't be what we call in English a sleuthsayer, a luring manner. V'lo yiyeh echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. Ma'ze echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. What I say is not what's really in my heart, right? What do? I want to be one of these guys. I'm sure you have somebody like this in school. You go up to the guy, hey, there he is. This greatest guy in the world, greatest guy in the world. This guy feels like $1 million. And then when he leaves, you're like, loser. Right? Or what do? Right? You go up to, just an example, right? The Sefer Hasidim gives an example. He says, you go up to a non-Jew, or you go up to somebody who doesn't know Hebrew, and you say, hello, you're doing? Wow, you're greatest guy in the world. And the guy's smiling and think he's the greatest guy. And I'm in Hebrew, I'm saying the worst things about him. That's also called Geneva Da'at, right? I don't represent myself. Or I teach in Yeshivat Leiva Torah. So guys all the time, Rebbe, can I come to your house? So what do? You get smart. You know that the guys are going on a trip to Sfat. And at that week, I go, hey, do you want to come for Shabbos? Oh, Rebbe, we're going away for Shabbos. Oh, too bad. That's Geneva Da'at. Ma'u Choshev, he thinks that I like him. I don't like him at all. You're not allowed to do that. Echad b'peh v'echad v'lev. The inyan b'lev, echad b'davar v'peh. The asu l'gun of data brit, afilu nachmi. It doesn't matter who it is, we said before. It has to be echad b'peh v'echad v'lev. The Ben Ish Chai gives an example. I'll bring it to a modern day example. You go to Golda. Golda. I don't know what they're charging for a scoop now. It's probably up to 50 shekel or something, right? You go to Golda, and what do? You're like, Can I try that? Ooh, what is that called? Vanilla? I've never tried that before. You take every flavor. So the Ben Ish Chai says you're not allowed to taste something that you know that you have no intention of buying it. Right? It's interesting. Oh, no, that's totally mutter. Totally mutter. But let's just say you're a person, you go to the mall with your friends, and you're in the mall, and you're like, what do you want to do for lunch? You're like, let's go for pizza. Like, wait, before pizza? I just want to get a little sweet taste in my mouth. And you have five different flavors. Oh, I'm full now. I'm good. You know? Yeah, let's do that. Yeah. A 1,000,000%. You could have 10 different flavors as long as you're going to buy something. It's kind of like what Zilberstein says at the end. As long as you're going to buy something, no problem at all.
So I can literally just try everything.
Yeah, because they have the ability of saying, nu, zo, daikva. You know, like, you're done. You're done. I always think it's funny when somebody tries a flavor like they, mazen, chocolate, wow. You know, like, just try. Okay, I understand you go to Golden, you want to try, you know, peanut butter, crunch, toffee, whatever. But that seems a little bit strange. So what is the Rambam getting at? So the Rambam's saying, yeah, it's something that's a very bad thing for a person to do. Why? Because he's not being echad b'peh ve'echad b'lev. He's not being honest. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, you know what Geneva Dat is? I'll tell you what Geneva Dat is. This is a crazy story. Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked the following question. In America, we have here in Israel, we have the Bagriot. In America, they're called the Regents. Not similar at all, but okay. In New York, you have to take, like Bagriot. So now, this is a real story that Rav Moshe Feinstein was asked. Can you, so it's a, I know this is a little bit different. In Israel, your friends down the block from Besh, they're not taking the Bagriot. But in America, everybody has to take the Regents test. So it's the Regents test. And the Rebbe walks in, and the Rebbe goes, shalom aleichem, shalom aleichem. So now we're going to take the Regents test, Rabbi Yisai. The kids are totally not prepared for the test. Why? Because all they do is learn Torah, because Talmud Torah connected kulam. And he says like this, nu, I have a tummy ache. Oh, oi, my betin, oh. I have to go to the bathroom for 2 hours. So I'm going to leave now. And the answers to the test, so maybe the answers to the test, I'm going to leave it over here. Nobody take it. Nobody take it, okay? And the Rebbe leaves. And now what happens? They take the test out. And now everybody starts talking to each other and they go to different kids in the class. No, 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 no. You cannot get higher than a 90. You, 95. You, 85. And the, you know, kid all the way in the back, 64. You know, whatever. And they all take the test and all looks amazing. So this person actually asked Rav Moshe Feinstein, is it allowed? Can we cheat on tests? Can we do that? Rav Moshe Feinstein goes crazy. He says, what are you doing? There's laws. You have to follow the laws. Dina Demochus Adina, forget about that for a second. He says, you're cheating. He says, you're not just Geneva Dat. He says, it's Geneva Mamish, because I'll tell you why. What's going to happen? You're going to graduate. They're going to think you took all of these tests. You're going to get into college, but you're not really in college. Why? Because you didn't really graduate high school. Because you cheated on those tests. Somebody else kind of took the test for you. And then you're going to get a job, and the job's not a real job, because you never really went to college, because you never really went to college. It goes on and on. That's Geneva Dat. That's your typical case of Geneva Dat. That is also, a person can't do that. Let's understand something else. Rav Zilberstein loves the word Geneva Dat. Rav Zilberstein says many different examples of what Geneva Dat would be and what it wouldn't be, as we discussed. The typical example, he says, we gave our case of Geneva Dat, Onat Devarim, similar different things, but we could say Geneva Dat as well, is the following thing. This comes up a lot in Shidduchim. I'm going to tell you two amazing Shidduch stories. I know you're not in Shidduchim now. I know it's okay, but none of you, anybody dating here? Anybody? Okay, fine. So here. Tell me what you do in this case. These are two cases. If anything else, I'm going to make you laugh. But two true Rav Zilberstein cases. You have a more of a Haredi couple, right? And they are dating, and you know the Haredim, they date for like 5 seconds, right? They went out like 3 dates. Shkoyach, Mazel Tov, they got engaged. So they get engaged, and now yeah, thank you. They have the vort, the whole thing. They get married. So now the marriage, so it's the night of the marriage, and he's never actually seen any parts of her body, her whole, you know, every date they go on. You know? And all of a sudden, when she gets ready for bed, if you will, guess what he finds out? She has a... What? A what? Oh, more than a mum, my friend. She takes off her leg. It's a fake leg. She has, the olden days used to be called wooden legs. Like mama's wooden leg, like, I don't know, like a pirate. And he goes, ah, what the heck? What? She's like, what? He's like, what do you mean, what? You're missing a leg. Like, it's a pretty big deal. She's like, wait, I never told you about that? He's like, no. You didn't tell me another leg. She's like, wait a minute. I know we only went on 3 dates, but all those dates we were outside the whole time. Didn't you see that, like, when I walked with you, I walked with a limp? She's like, yeah, I thought maybe you, like, got into a tractor accident or something, or a limp is not, I don't know if you have a leg. So he says, I'm really sorry. I'm done. Not only, he says, the marriage is called a metachta, zginevata. So comes our Zilberstein, and our Zilberstein says, that's not called Gnevata. You know what Gneva Dat is? Listen, this is very important. This is about a Mesach Taos, he says. Gneva Dat is when, if I told you the information before, if we were engaged, or right before we got engaged, I said, listen, I have to tell you something. I'm sorry I didn't tell you this before, but it's really important. I don't have a leg. And he's like, what? And he's like, yeah. You see this? That's my leg. It's made out of wood, you know? Real eights. And he says, "What? I don't care. I love you." So he asked the boy, he says, would you have still married her if you found this out? The only reason you're upset now, pogei alecha, you know? Normally, ma. So if the answer to the question is, that's not called genevata. If I get the phone, and you told me it's in excellent condition, and I get it, and I see 3 scratches on it. And I said, well, you didn't tell me about the scratches before. You buy a house, right? Everybody that sells a house, you can't tell everything that's wrong with the house. And then it rains, and the day it rains, all of a sudden, after a heavy rain of 2 days, you see a little drip on the ceiling. Say, oh, I want my money back. No, tazali tova. Second case is better than the first case. Here's the second case. It's Rav Zilberstein sleeping. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Knock on the door. Rav Zilberstein's like, what? He tells his wife, I can't get up. You answer the door. Answer the door. He says, you have to get up. You have to get up. You have to get up. He says, well, what's going on? Who is it? Just get up. He gets up. Across the hall, a new couple just got married. Literally, it's their first night of marriage. And she's crying. So Rav Zilberstein says, well, how can I help you? He's looking at his wife. And he's like, you help her. I don't know. What am I going to do? She says, well, something crazy happened this morning. This morning, when I got up, my husband and I got up, and there was a knock at the door. My husband's like, oh, don't get the door. Sweetie pie, honey bunches of oat squares, honeydew, you're the man, I love you. I'll get the door for you. You stay in there. She's like, oh my God, this is the greatest marriage ever. Woo, yeah, yeah. Yeah, fine. So he gets the door, he opens the door, and he sees this guy who looks like Yasser Arafat. He's wearing the kafiyah and the whole thing goes, Salam alaikum barakat. You know? And he's like, can I help you? So he thinks it's probably the people who owned the apartment before. He goes, I'm lo, I'm lo po akshav. Lo ma. He goes, wish me a mabruch. Mabruch. He's like, God bless you. Mabruch. He says, what? Mabruk in Arabic is mazal tov. He says, Lama. He goes, what do you mean? I get a mazal tov. My daughter got married last night. He says, oh, okay, what are you here for, stucca in Bnei Brak? Like, I don't have any stucca for you. He goes, no. My daughter, your wife, got married last night. He goes, slams the door on him, comes to the bed, goes, hi, honey bunches of old squares, blah, blah, blah. I think your dad's at the door. He's like, oh my God, Ahmed's here? My dad? She says, wait, are you kidding me? Hi, did you not tell me this really important piece of information? That your dad's an oh, come on. Remember I told you that my mom, who's Jewish, thank God, that's not that part of the story. My mom, who's Jewish, was taken by an Arab guy. So I didn't tell you that part, but I told you she had a really bad divorce and I don't talk to my father anymore. That I told you. It's like, yeah, but you didn't tell me your Arab was from a kfar and he's a terrorist you didn't tell me that part. So the husband runs out of the house and he says, I want a divorce. So she's crying. So Rav Zilberstein says, okay, so go to sleep. In the morning, I'll figure it out. His wife says, no, now. So he says, I leave my apartment. Now it's like 3:30 in the morning. He goes, where do you go? Where is this guy? And of course, Rav Zilberstein's like, you know where he is. He's learning Torah. Goes into a base medrash, she finds him. And he sits with him and he says, let me ask you a question. If you got engaged, you still, when you got engaged, thought she was a honey bunch of oat squares and you loved her and honeydew and honey melon and all that. So let me ask you something. Would you have married her? If you knew that, he goes, yeah, of course I would have married her. She says, what's the difference now? I'll tell you what the difference now. It's like we said before. That's not Geneva Da. There is also something that's very important. Does Geneva Da apply when you know about it? What do I mean? I'm sure you have here like a fruit market. I don't know. We have in the Merkaz, right? You buy fruit. So now it's strawberry season. So what do? They have a container of strawberries. You all know this. The fat, big, beautiful strawberries are on the top,
And you get home, and the bottom, the ones that are luck. We all know that. That's called, that's like, I don't even want to say Minig Medina, but that's the way that it is.
It's also like in the shops, like 5.99, 6.
Right, right, right. They're playing with your mind, right? It used to be like 99 cents, right? It's a, you know, the shekel store or whatever. Whatever. Oh, but not really the shekel store. That may be okay. But I want to give a further head there over here. And that's, again, maybe a machlokes between Israel and America. There's a rabbi in America, his name is Rabbi Neustadt. I had the zechus of meeting him. He's a rav in Cleveland. He wrote many different halachic, daily halachic discussion. So let me tell you what he writes over here. And I think this is really important. And this is exactly different than Rabbi Silverstein said. He says, let me ask you the following question. Let me ask you this question. You go to, you heard of Costco before? Yeah, you go to Costco, you go to Walmart, you go to these big places, and you buy yourself a beautiful TV. You always wanted to have a TV, chas v'shalom. You want it, I'm Rabbi Chemer, if you don't even know what TVs are, right? You buy yourself a TV, right? You buy yourself a, I think, was there a TV outside? A masach? No? Do they have one in the shul? You know, sometimes they have the times, fine. So you buy yourself a nice TV, and you're so excited, and you go home, and you get home, and you forgot that you're married. And your wife's like, we don't have a TV. And he's like, oh, man, I got to bring back the TV. Can he bring back the TV? Of course. There's a money-back guarantee. But now, let me ask you the question a little bit better. You know your wife. You're a smart guy. You know your wife is not going to want to have the TV in the house. You know she told you a million times. But you think, you know what? When I tell her that the TV was only $599, but in your mind, you know that you might have to return it. But you're going to try to convince her. Can you take the TV then? Case number three. Wait. Here's case number three. It's the World Cup. Nebuch lo aleinu, you live in Ramat Shiloh, and we don't allow TVs. We have an Isser Doraisa of TVs. Right? Yeah, yeah. We have people that come to the house every night. They check to make sure you have no TVs. Fine. So now what happens? But it's the World Cup. Numana yaseh. So I get a TV. Wait, listen to this great idea. I buy a TV, and I give it back. 30-day money-back guarantee. I don't have to watch the World Cup for a few weeks. Can you do that? I'm not talking about Israel. I'm talking about amazing America where everything, they don't care.
So what they should do then is you should say that they have
so what does the World Cup, what they should do is if you give it back, you need it
before. Right. So says Rav Neustadt the following thing. There are mega stores and chains. The mega store is like a big store like Walmart, like Costco, which may allow their associates to sell an item to a customer even if the customer says that they may return in a short period of time. Why? Listen to this. The market research shows that most people change their minds or forget when to return it, become lazy or forgetful, forfeit their opportunity to return it on the time frame. And therefore, at the end of the day, they actually thought that they were outsmarting the system. The system outsmarted them. A lot of times on TV, you will see late at night, I think in Israel also, you'll see commercials for something you don't need. The Ronco, the slice of the dice of it, it does this. But wait, there's more. If you order now, we'll give you another. And what do they write on the screen? 90-day money-back guarantee. And 3 o'clock in the morning, I need this. I need to buy this. You buy it because you saw the money-back guarantees. You cannot get in trouble. Says Rav Neustadt, it may be mutter to purchase. Again, if you're 100% sure you're going to return it, they may not be mutter. And let me tell you why I think that. Yes, I think that you want to try it. And that may be mutter. Again, according to Rabbi Neustadt says, it may change in different locations, but it may be mutter. So then you should. I don't think that would be also. So maybe in the case of Rabbi Silverstein, here's what happened. I'm going to tell you what the case is. According to Rabbi Neustadt, maybe we could say the following thing. You walk into the store. You walk into Foot Locker with zero, not 99, zero. You are not buying anything there. And as you leave, the store clerk, the guy says to you, Slicha, can I ask you a question? I was really nice, right? I spent 20 minutes with you. I showed you every shoe. Can I ask you, can you be honest with me? What did I do wrong? Like, I want to be a better salesman. How come you're not buying the shoe? He goes, you know what? No, boni agave. I need to give the chat amet. You want the amet? I'll give you the amet. You know what the amet is? Very simple. My uncle's getting it for 25% less than your price. He says, oh, so the money thing? Wait a second. Stay here. I'm going to go speak to my manager. I'm going to get you a better price.
So he goes to the back, and he goes to speak to the manager. And what does he say to the manager? He goes to the manager, just pretend like we're talking. And he comes out. He goes, oh, I just spoke to my manager. Man, he says he's going to give you a great discount. So he says, I'm going to give it to you for 20% cheaper than it is. So now the kid doesn't go to... I know what I said. Great, right? He's not from Moriah. What school do you go to? Avat Yisrael. I was going to make fun about Yisrael. Come on. My kids go to Avat Yisrael. So make fun about Yisrael. So the kid's not so smart. And he says, wait a second. 20%, 25%. Wait, 25% is better than 20%. He says, you're right. You're right. The difference, let's just say in the sneakers, is $10. 10 shekel, whatever you want to say. But here's the difference. Yes. I'm dying. When you walk out of here, well, you're really smart. When you walk out of here now, $10, let's say, 40 shekel. But when you walk out of here, guess what you're getting? You're getting the sneakers right away. You're getting the size that you want. You're getting the color that you want. If there's a problem with the shoe, you can bring it right back. When you call your uncle, what if your uncle sends you the wrong size? You're going to be embarrassed. You're not going to ask him to come back. What if there's a mistake in it? What if, right?
That's why you go with your
uncle. No, the uncle works for Nike. He says, I'm just going to give you the discount. So I may convince you, once you walk in the store, all I care about is to have a customer. I'll convince you to buy it. They say a good salesman can sell ice to an Eskimo. What does that mean? Eskimos don't eat ice, right? I could sell you something. There's another halacha question. Can you sell me something I don't want? But the halacha is that maybe Gnei Vastas doesn't apply here because I may convince you to buy it. And maybe you'll walk into the store and, right, we've done this before. You may go into a store. I've done this before. And I look, we need something for the house, whatever, my wife's. And she says to me, how much is this? Well, you're going to America next week. How much is it on Amazon? Sometimes it's 50% cheaper on Amazon. I'm getting it in America. And I said to my wife, you know what? It's 10, 20. It's not worth it for me to look. Guess what? I thought I wasn't buying anything in the store. It's not worth it. It's an extra, you know, 20 shekel. Ah, big deal. Maybe. So I don't know if it's a machlekes or not. You want to call it a machlekes or not? It's not such a clear-cut case. Because I think that there are times that we come into somebody's... That's what I think. I want to end off with the following thing. Because I want to relate it just for 1 second to Pesach. Rav, the Rambam, I told you, writes this in two places about Gnei Vastas. He writes it in the Halachot of Deot and Bechira. So the Sefer HaKobes, a commentary on the Rambam, says, why does he write it in two different places? And he says, the Brisker's like this fine, there's Svei Dinim, there's two Dinim over here. Yesh Tei Dinim Po. Yesh Din Echad, that's the Halacha. That's Hachot Mechira. Yes, no, can you do it, can you not do it? And then there's something called ethics. There's something called new. What is it to be a Jew? It's not a, you know what? Maybe it's halachically okay to do, but it's not right to do that. Matal Yodea, you're not going to buy it here. So don't do it. Maybe that's what Rav Zilberstein is saying. That's not right. Still on not Devarim. Still Gnei Vadat. It's not right. So even though something may be mutter, that's the way you're going to act all the time. Your heart, as the Rambam's lusher, the heart's always going to follow the... It's not right. And that may understand the following thing. Comes along the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch says in Mitzvah Tet Zayin. Mitzvah Tet Zayin is the halacha of Korban Pesach. And he says... The chinuch has a very, very interesting line. He says like this: V'al tichshov b'nei, because there are those who think in this way. Al dibrei ulomar, lama ze yitzava otana. Right, the chofshim, they think like this: lama ze yitzava otana Hashem yitbarach lasot kol eila zikronos. Why do we have so many zikronot for zecher letziat Mitzrayim? It's annoying. Right? Imagine the Seder was 10 minutes. Right? We say, rubber dub dub, thanks for the glove, thank you for playing guys in Mitzrayim. Shkoye. Have one cup, two cup, three cup, four cups, shkoye. He says, Lama yish kol minei zichronot al nes. It's not just Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, you can't dishir at the etzem. You have to have a pechabura. You can't have your head sticking out of a thing on the roof. That. He says, why do we need kol zichronot al nes? V'lo yada machshavato, v'lo yishkach mipizaro. Why? B'zikor nechad, zecha letziat Mitzrayim. We say it every single day in Meiriv. What do we need it for? We say it in the morning. He says like this: Hateos nechol shema. Take your ear and listen to me carefully. And lamdecha lahoyel. I'm going to teach you a very important yisod b'torah u'mitzvah. Da ki adam nifal kifi pulato. A person is built based on his actions. V'libo machshavoto tamid acher ma'asav. My machshavot, my heart, and my mind go according to my actions. Im tov l'ra. Ki acher pulaso nimshas halavav. Says the chinuch. Acher pulato nimshach levavot. After my actions, my heart will follow. Ben tov l'ra. So if I'm a person and I don't like chesed, guess what? I have a very easy thing for you to do. Do chesed. What? What do you mean? Yeah, that's the answer. Start doing good things. I have a problem in minyan. I'm not going to minyan in the morning. Start what?
It could be very hard.
It could be hard. But sometimes when a person does actions over and over again, they become a chesed boy. You find it very difficult. You're on the bus, the air conditioning, and an old person comes on the... Start getting up for the person. And then all of a sudden you'd be like, yeah, this is what I do. And I think that's Geneva Dad. If your actions are one where you're always doing things that are maybe half kosher, you know, like, then don't do them. Because Acher Pulato Nimshat Levavot. This is what the Rambam is saying. There's two separate halachot here. There's what the black and white halachot says, but maybe you shouldn't do it. Maybe it's still not the right thing. As Rabbi Chana Wasson writes, maybe it's not Rotzon HaTorah. Maybe this is not what a person should do. Maybe you shouldn't walk into a store and make the person wait on you, and you know there's nowhere to buy. Or even worse, you bought the item already, but you want to see if you lost any money. So you go walk into the store and says, how much? And the guy says, what's, I bought it already. So what are you wasting my time for? I was in the mall. I was at a place, I'd never gone there before, Mexicano. Mexicani, whatever it's called. Yeah, you know what I mean? Big. So I was there, and there was this crazy line at McDonald's, and there was a guy in front of me, and he was looking around, and the guy in back of the counter was, no, at rotze lazmin? No, ez taut asiti. Like, slicha? I need McDonald's. He was saying to him, so get out of line, man. Let's go. Move on. He made a mistake. Okay. That he was just being nice. He said, oh, your food looks so much better. I should have gone earlier. Okay. But achish pulas on limchat levavot means that at the end of the day, I have to be a mitzvah boy. I have to be someone who does good things. And maybe it's the right thing. Right. Like you said, I would tell you that most of the time, if you go into the store and you say to the person, listen, I don't think I'm just looking around. I think that's fine. By the way, I think also because people want people in their stores, I think that's actually true. And I'm not sure it's such a bad thing. I don't think so. So again, Lamaisa, we see maybe a machlokis between Rav Zilberstein and maybe Rabbi Neustadt, maybe not. Maybe it depends on the situation. But nonetheless, a person has to think whether mutter or not, is it the right thing to do at the end of the day?